Weekdays, we do a classroom pledge. We just have people in whatever class it might be record their kids doing the Pledge of Allegiance, send it to us, and then we feature that for a full week. This week, we have...
it's kind of a special thing, I guess, Jay.
Is it?
Oh, really?
Oh, is this the all-school one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's a what?
It's an all-school one.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that means.
How's that treat, by the way? Pretty good?
I don't know what that means, Steve.
I was finishing it up.
It's an all-school, like an assembly kind of did it, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
You understand?
I do now, yeah.
Mrs. Shelton sent it in, I believe, if I'm correct.
Yes, yes.
It's John Brown Elementary's all-school, you know, John Brown Elementary in Rathdrum. Here's their Pledge of Allegiance. Very nice.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A large pig named Fred was captured after days of committing crimes.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Bob just said on the text line, I bet they'll have to resurface Bigelow Gulch before they even finish the North-South Freeway. That's a sad thought,
that's
Bob.
That's funny.
That is funny. And probably true.
And it may be very true.
It could be likely,
Unfortunately, mm-hmm. It may be very, very true.
Yeah.
What do you do, though?
Right. It doesn't mean you don't do it. It's just
moving indoors?
Sure.
If you move the road indoors, it'd probably be fine.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to work.
I don't think so either.
Okay, well, let's go with it. What was the number one movie over the weekend? Would either one of you guys have any sort of guess?
Kevin, I don't think I know any of the movies right now.
Jay, I am with you on that.
I just feel like I have not even seen any trailers. Maybe I'm wrong. Once you tell me, maybe I'll be like, oh, yeah, I saw that. But I can't remember one doggone movie.
Is it a scary movie?
Of course.
It better
this
be.
Time of year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You don't have a clue, Steve?
I don't know.
It was interesting because you had talked about going to a movie last weekend.
That's right, you did.
Do you know which movie it was that you were interested in seeing?
Oh, no, I was just saying, maybe I'll just go see a movie.
Just in general, yeah. I see.
Okay. And then I was looking at the movies and I was like,
Nothing really was exciting.
Nothing jumped out.
Nothing popped.
Venom, The Last Dance was number one.
Oh, okay.
Followed by Smile 2. Which, again, seems like a cute movie, right? But it's not.
It doesn't seem like it, no.
Followed by The Wild Robot, then Conclave.
Oh, my goodness.
And then We Live in Time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'll be going to any of those. Yeah, and there's no way. Also, it's just, this is a bad time for movies for me because I'm not going to go to scary movies.
Right. Just no interest in it.
No,
like, sorry.
No,
okay.
No.
Probably not going to make it to the movie theater this month.
Definitely not. Sorry.
Probably not going to make it this month.
See you around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I feel like that's better.
Then all the family movies start coming out.
That's right.
You're like, this feels...
Yeah, I can go to that.
This feels like a nice warm blanket.
I'm going to look to see what's coming out around Thanksgiving.
I was going to say I watched a movie this weekend, but...
Wicked.
Wicked?
Mm-hmm. Gladiator 2.
Okay.
Red One.
Uh-huh.
The best Christmas pageant ever. That's in like 2 weeks. Yeah. Moana 2. There it is.
Yeah. I saw some hype for that.
That'll be the number one.
When does that come out?
That's that Wednesday, I think. Is it Wednesday? Hold on.
Before Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, I'll go to that.
Get your tickets now because it's probably going to be crazy. I would imagine
that would be fun.
That would be a fun one for the weekend.
Yeah, that'll set some records.
Finally,
or something.
One you can't get scared at. I don't think.
No. No, that one. Some kids' movies are a little scary, right?
Yeah, true. I mean they can be.
Yeah, like Frozen 2. I remember having some kind of scary stuff where I was like, oh, yeah. But then, yeah, Moana, nah.
As long as I can hear The Rock saying I'm fine.
Absolutely. He does it well. Okay, so there we go with the movies. I did not watch a movie over the weekend. I thought I did, but instead I binged watched the entire season of Nobody Wants This.
Okay.
The show that you had seen, Jay.
Yes, uh-huh.
And what did you give it as a review?
Did I give it a review?
Are
you asking for a number or just?
Yeah, what did you think of the show?
I liked it. I thought it was funny. I thought, obviously, it's, you know, for big people only, but.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of kids are going to get into a show where it's about a rabbi and a podcaster falling in love.
Yeah, yeah.
This doesn't seem like a storyline kids are into.
No, I thought it was. I enjoyed it. I did the same thing. I watched the 10 episodes, I think, in 2 days.
Can I please get an answer on this? Adam Brody, who's in that show.
Yeah.
He plays the main character.
Right.
Along with Kristen Bell.
Yep.
What? Is he hot? I mean, all they talk about the entire show is the hot rabbi, and he's hot, and every girl who sees him, you know, with her, they're like, oh, he's hot.
Yeah.
He's so hot. And I was like, listen, I'm more than willing to say, yeah, guys are hot. Some guys look great, you know. You just can't argue it. But I never got that vibe from him. I don't think he's a bad-looking guy, but I just found him to be an average-looking guy. Did the movie just make him up to be better-looking, or is Adam Brody known as a very good-looking man?
Well, I think part of what it is the fact that sometimes people are hotter based on their profession.
That is fair. That's the other thing I said. My brother and I were talking about it because he watched the show.
Okay.
And he goes, yeah, I don't think he's a good-looking guy either. He goes, he's okay. He goes, but he's not, you know, whoa.
You know what it is?
He's not Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, he's not movie hot, but he's TV hot.
TV hot. Okay. That's kind of fair. That's kind of fair.
Yeah.
Or is it... I mean, is it just because he's a rabbi?
Well, that's what I think.
So you're
a
like,
lot.
Oh, you're a rabbi. You expect him to be, I mean.
You have in your mind what you might see.
Sure, and
then,
it's not
then
him.
You see something else and you go, oh, that's crazy.
Oh, you're a cool young guy. Yeah, right.
Rabbi. A librarian. You kind of in your mind have a vision, a view in your mind, which you've stereotypically said a librarian looks like.
And then, we already know that hot librarian thing.
It's a big deal. Yeah. I mean, obviously.
Okay. I was just kind of curious if any ladies want to chime in on whether Adam Brody is a good-looking, hot man or not.
Yeah, I mean, he's not Zac Efron.
No, he's not. No, he's if he was, no, his shirt would have been off a lot. I can tell you that. That's the
but
Zac
you enjoyed the show.
I did. Yeah. I thought it was a good show. Yeah, it was very, I enjoyed it. No doubt about it. And... obviously, season 2
has
already been announced, thank goodness.
Absolutely.
Because that's good. Otherwise, I would be kind of bummed like if that was just the end of the show.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm all about it. I think I will definitely watch season 2.
And just to, you know, keep you on track, Kevin, it was like 14 days to the end of Yellowstone starts.
I know.
So, you know, get your viewing lined up. I know you were talking about like rewatching some of it, whatever the case might be. You know, it's one of those weeks where Halloween is in there. It's going to throw you off your timing. Next thing you know, it's going to be the weekend. And then you're like, oh, man, we're only like a week out. And I was going to do the binge watching. And I'm just keeping you on track.
Bro. Yeah, it is. I can't decide what to watch of Yellowstone to try to get it, to try to get me back in the mood for it.
Yeah. I mean, you got to watch the first half of season 5.
The whole thing?
Oh, Jay, that's fair because it is, I forgot, this is the second half of season 5.
You have to. You have to watch the episodes.
Which is only like, what, 5 episodes?
I think it's 8.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's 8.
I could do that.
Yeah, I mean, you get through.
That's 8 hours of my time or a little less.
Yeah, it's probably, like 6 something. But you can, you can carve that out. And it'll be the same thing. You'd be like, oh, I forgot all this because it happened so long ago.
That is for sure. I can't remember who's dead and who's alive on that show.
My daughter and her husband started watching it. They had never watched it.
Yeah.
So they started from season 1 and they have been binge watching it. And they keep going. And I keep saying the same thing in my head because I don't want to say anything, you know, about who's alive or not alive. And she's like, oh, we're at such and such where this happened. And I'm like, oh, golly. And then I remember in my head, oh, boy, yeah, I think that was, yeah, you need to watch the next two episodes right away. And then they do, and then they're like, oh, you should have told us. I'm like, I'm not telling you.
No, I'm not going to spoil it for you. I do remember watching, I was late to the Yellowstone party, and when I started watching it, I remember saying to you, is there anybody who's going to be alive?
I know.
They're just killing everybody.
Especially in the early seasons.
Yeah, the first couple of seasons, it was just like, wait, what is going on?
So, yeah, so you got to catch up or just, you know, refresh your memory. November 10th, that's
okay.
What it is.
Okay, yeah, that's a good reminder, Jay.
Keeping
you
on track, my friend.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Like, I was back in a comfortable place where it's like, oh, yes, Steve's still Steve. Things are going to be great.
Yeah, was it one of these things where you're like,
Kevin James.
Press your lips to mine.
Oh, feels so right. No, it was not press your lips to mine.
It feels so right.
Not quite that way.
No, not at all.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
I'll tell you, I've sent an email to Colton because,
okay,
you know, this is the kind of thing that gets me going because I want to help try to find this girl.
Sure.
I met a girl at a Halloween party downtown this weekend. Spent the whole night with her, had a blast, then we went to breakfast with some friends. It was a great night, and there were definitely sparks flying. When she was getting ready to leave, we were kissing outside her friend's car, but they were all ready to leave, so she was in a hurry and just said, "Here's my number. Don't be that guy who doesn't call. I really like you." I put her number in my phone. She left. I had zero chill about it and tried to text her as soon as I got home. Well, guess what? I must have put her number in my phone wrong. What can I do at this point? All I know is her name is Jessie. That's it. She told me where she works, but I can't remember the name of the place.
Dude,
oops.
Come on, man.
Do I post one of the pics that we took that night on social media and ask for help finding her? Or is there a better way to find her? I'm just super bummed. I want to see this girl again. Help, Colton.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define.
Maybe you just play that song and you'll remember the number.
I want to make her mine. And she's watching it with those eyes.
You think? Would that do it?
Yeah, I think that's the wrong version because that's Jesse the boy, right?
Yeah, his buddy wants. Yeah, she wants his girl. Yeah,
yeah. Doesn't work out as well.
Mm-mm, no.
Melanie says, "Do you know any teenage girls?
Huh?
Their social media stalking skills are on another level."
I see. Just farm it out to somebody else to do it for you.
She's not wrong.
Oh,
she
I
is
see.
Not wrong. I mean, that is a different level. Yeah. Here's the tricky part.
The not knowing where she works is a bummer.
That is, because if you had that,
can narrow it
dude,
down.
You're all in. You're gonna find out. You know, you'll be like, well, oh, okay.
Here's the thing: she knows your name. She probably didn't forget that. I'm gonna guess.
Yeah, but when she says, "Here's my number. Don't be that guy who doesn't call."
Steve, what are you gonna do?
I really like you. If you don't call her, she's like, classic. He's another one of those guys.
Yeah.
She's done.
I'd probably do nothing.
What do you mean you do nothing? You wouldn't try to find her?
Well, it was not meant to be.
Oh, man.
Okay, there are people who say that. Just say, let it be. And if it's meant to be, it'll be.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I got a phone call. Good point. It's like, does this person want their photo to be up on social media?
No, that's why I don't think you do the photo thing. I think the photo is a mistake.
That's
you could do the explanation thing. If she knows your name and you post on your site.
Yeah.
Like, because eventually, I mean, she really wants to see you again. Maybe she would actually make the effort to go to your page and go, oh.
That is a great point. There is a chance she could stalk his page going, what's up with this
dude? Especially if he just says, I'm the biggest idiot on the planet. I cannot believe I did this.
I like this girl so much, but
I'm so dumb that
I must have wrote her number down wrong. There are others just saying, dude, she wasn't into you. She gave you the wrong number.
Which is possible,
but why go through the, I really liked you. And
yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it's an easier exit, maybe. I don't know. But you're going to find out. There's no way she's not, if she knows your name, which I'm sure she does, and she cares more than you do to keep that name in her brain, which she probably does, then you post on your page, and if she actually likes you, she'll probably reach out.
She'll probably find it.
Yeah.
I don't think, and I get that the picture is
a little risky.
I would still do it. 100% I would do it. Especially if it's, this is what I sent Colton an email about, was, were you guys in Halloween costumes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I'm assuming they were if they were at a Halloween party downtown.
Doesn't really know what she looks like.
Well, that's the other thing. It might be a little tricky. Like, is that part of the equation? Like, I could describe her to everybody, but really all I know is her name is Jessie, and she was dressed as a witch or what. Yeah, right. I don't know what she was dressed as. So we'll see if he answers back on that one. Okay. But it was, and also Jessie, a tough name to stock.
Yeah.
Really? You think it's too common?
Yeah, pretty common.
Well, J-E-S-S-I. Jess, it's a girl, Jessie. So is it Jessica? Is it, I mean, like, I'm going to type in Jessie right now and see what I find. You would think, oh, this is good news because there's probably not that many Jessies. There's enough. Jessie Clark, Jessie Curtis, Jessie Payton, Jessie Oliver.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she could go by something else on Facebook or maybe.
It could be Jessica. Who knows what it could be?
Yeah.
Only four down and we're already to a girl in Sydney, Australia.
Okay, well, I think you'd rule her out, but yeah.
And then the other thing is that, you know, especially the younger age, and it sounds like this is the younger age, if you were at a bar, you know, downtown for Halloween, a lot of them don't have Facebook.
Sure.
Maybe Instagram. It's a lot harder to find people on Instagram.
Yeah, I think you just go online and just say, man, I'm dumb.
It's worth a shot. Maybe one of her friends sees it. Maybe she sees it. Maybe one of your friends who goes, oh, I think I might know that girl.
Mm-hmm.
Do those misconnection things, do those still exist?
Oh, they do. Steve, yes.
I don't know that one.
The Inlander does that.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Whatever they call that. I saw you. Missed connections. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, I saw you. Yeah.
Oh, is that what they call it? Okay.
There's different places that call it misconnections, I think. But yeah. No, it works. That works well.
And also, she might just think, well, if you're that dumb, I don't want to see you, which is possible. The conversation.
But you just were kissing her, and her friends are like, let's go.
I get it.
Four in the morning. We just ate breakfast. And then you're like, you're kissing.
Oh,
and then
gosh. You're like, I thought you were eating a pancake.
Well, that was what they did first.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Okay, I'm trying to think in, and this is hard for me, lazy man, single guy brain.
Kevin James.
Kevin,
I'm gonna have to roll. I'm gonna have to role play here.
Yeah. Hard for you to get in that mode.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Guys, let's take a caller right now. 509-441-0999. We are going to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
Big Jackpot.
Big Jackpot means money
for you.
Yeah. If you want to win some money, call our 7509-441-0999. Let's play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot. Why am I singing?
I'm kind of lost as to what the jackpot amount is going to be bigger than.
Well, you know what? That's why I'm here, Kevin. That is literally the only reason I'm here today.
Okay, well, tell me more.
I'll tell you what the figure is. And right now, the Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is worth more. Well, let me get Annette on the phone. I don't have to repeat myself that way. Hi, Annette.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
You're good.
You having a good day so far?
Started off okay.
All right. Well, let's see if we can continue that.
Okay.
All right, Annette. So here's the only rules. There's no pennies, no cents, no nickels or dimes. It's all dollars. And it's more than $792 right now. So all you have to do is guess correctly and you win the money. What do you think the value of Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is?
$811.
Let's see.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
All right. So Annette, Kevin thinks it's $811. If it is $811, she wins that amount.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is...
Come on. No whammies. Oh, wait. We don't have whammies.
$806.
$806.
All right.
Well, it feels so right until it feels so wrong. Right when he goes 800, you're like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, 800 and oh, dang it.
Oh, darn it.
Annette, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. We're going to play again at 9:30.
Sounds good.
All right, okay. Have a great day. Appreciate you. All right, so we play again in 2 hours.
Kevin's big jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
And we'll play at 9:30. It's another chance for Jay and Kevin's big jackpot. We know now it'll be more than $806. So there you go.
I have one quick story, if you don't mind.
Entertainment news brought to you by AMCO AAMCO.
Liam Neeson, who last week kind of said, you know, he's 72 years old and he's like, the action films are probably coming to an end for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know,
yeah,
not really one I need to keep doing. He is doing a film right now, filming it with The Naked Gun. Remember that he is the guy who's now taking over as Lieutenant Frank Drebin or whatever his name is?
Drummond, yeah.
Yeah, which is, it's fun to see him in a comedy role. I'm all about it. But he is in love with his co-star, Pamela Anderson.
Okay.
he said, Pamela, first off, I am madly in love with her. She's terrific to work with. I cannot compliment her enough. I'll be honest with you. She has no huge ego, just comes in to do the work. She's so funny and so easy to work with. She is going to be terrific in this film.
That's awesome. Wow.
She responded saying, Liam Neeson is so humble and the perfect gentleman. He brings out the best in you with respect, kindness, and depth of experience. It was an absolute honor to work with him. He sincerely, like, just looked after me. He'd wrap his coat around me when I was cold and just took care of me.
Well, that's pretty awesome, I'd say.
Look at that. A little friendship maybe born between Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson, or maybe, you know, a love affair, but okay. I think Liam's married.
Yeah, I don't know for sure. I mean, you know.
I can remember hearing that, but, you know.
It's a professional love.
Right. 72 he is, and she's 57.
Okay, I was going to say, she's getting up there a little bit, so that's, it is weird. Jay, have you seen the pictures of her without the makeup now?
I have. I saw her standing with Liam Neeson.
Okay, it is different, right? Like, it takes you a second to go, wait, who is
I would
is
not
that?
Have recognized her.
Same.
Yeah.
I like what she's doing.
And, you know, Liam Neeson actually looks like he's getting old, too, finally, at 72.
Right.
Yeah, which is allowed.
You're 72.
Yeah, he's 72.
You can look a little old if you want to.
It's fine, yeah. You can look a little older. It's great.
He still looks great, though.
Oh, yeah, 72, and he could probably do the, I have a very special set of skills,
well, but
I don't
as
think
he
needs
that
him.
Voice.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah. It'll be interesting what that's like as Lieutenant Drebin. Let's see. I have the Morgan Wallen story where I don't know if you saw the Make-A-Wish that he was involved in.
I did not, Jay.
Yeah, that was a cool one. It was like a weekend or so ago, and he got a hold of Addison, little Addison, flew her and her family out to North Carolina to a concert, got the whole backstage experience. She's a big Morgan fan. Anytime someone can do one of those, and I know that they get reached out to a lot. You know, the big stars like that, right, are going to get a lot of those.
So many.
It's hard to choose, and they do a lot. I think a lot of times they do it behind the scenes.
Yes.
Where no one really knows. But Addison's family was the ones who wanted to make mention of it and posted some pictures of her backstage with Morgan Wallen saying, best night of her life, 7-year-old little girl who is terminal with cystic fibrosis. So anyway, cool story. Well done. Got to sign her cowboy boots. That got the whole backstage experience. So well done. Anytime something like that, somebody takes the extra time, I think it's on us to make sure we point that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
that's very cool.
And is the only other question I have for you before we get to Steve's, is Luke Bryan past his peak?
He thinks so. Doesn't he?
Yeah, did you see that?
I thought I heard that in an interview or something where he said, listen, I know my hottest spot might be over.
Yeah. He said, you know, back in the day when I was, you know, filling up football stadiums on day one, he goes, that was my peak probably. And then he said, bad word. And who am I kidding? There's no probably. It was. I'm a realist. I'm on the other side of my peak.
Yeah, and like he's not saying it's a bad life. He's still doing real well, but it's just like, yeah, I'm probably not going to be as hot as I was.
It is weird to hear somebody who is a superstar say that.
Yeah.
It's not super often that you hear it.
That's probably some real self-awareness, too.
Just absolutely. But, I mean, you normally don't hear people say, yeah, man, I'm past my prime, because I think they feel like it's going to adversely affect them financially and all the rest of that.
But he's still in, like, it's the lower end of the prime. It's not.
Oh, he's yeah, not, no. Like, completely. His prime was so high that where he is now is still bigger than most people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, you're still on television.
Yeah.
On American Idol. You're still selling out shows. You're third in concert revenue this year. So you're probably still okay.
Yeah, no, I don't think he was in any way like saying I got it bad. It was just like, I realize I'm probably not as hot as I was then.
Look at this list. This list is from 2023. So the top five were Shania, Tim McGraw, Luke, George Strait, and Kenny Chesney.
For touring.
For touring alone in 2023, so last year. Do you know how much Kenny Chesney made touring last year?
Ooh, I'm so bad at this game. $112
million. 112. What do you say, Steve?
113.
You're a dirty dog.
You did you dirty, Kevin. Did you dirty. $1.1 billion.
So I win.
So does Kenny.
That's obviously gross revenue.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Did I tell you my brother, he had a rat, or maybe it was a mouse, that got stuck in his air conditioning unit in his car?
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell you that?
You did tell us that.
Sounds fun. Nasty. Sounds very fun.
That was gross. It cost him
a lot of money to get it out of there.
An arm and a rat.
Kevin James.
Hello, caller.
Hi, guys. I am here to report that rat joke.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
Did we lose Kevin?
I just saw. I think, did he text you too, or did he just text me?
I think maybe he just texted you.
Oh, okay.
Austin.
He said, there's no way I'm making it back.
All right.
And I told him I'm not getting him toilet paper.
Dang it.
This is, I'm not playing that joke. This is not a prank, Jay.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I know your games now.
Yeah, well.
Well, some of them.
Finally, yeah.
Not all of them.
Off the text line, 509-441-0999, went to the Spokane Velocity game Saturday, Zephyr game on Sunday. That's a whole bunch of football. Congrats.
Nothing wrong with that.
Rick said...
I like how you said football, too.
Football. Yeah. Best part of the weekend was watching Dallas stink almost as bad as the Seahawks. Okay. Renee got a new bike. Terry said the best part was the Rocky Horror Picture Show at the First Interstate Center for the Performing Arts last night.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
Very cool.
I like that.
And John said the participation in the inaugural Hilliard Tricks and Treats event on Saturday morning, over 300 kids trick-or-treating in Hilliard, and said how proud of his daughter and granddaughter for organizing that. Yes, she does a great job of that. Good job. Thank you for letting us know, John. All right, Steve, what was the best part of your weekend?
Oh, best part of my weekend.
Yes, sir.
Quick shout out to Leanne, who went to her son daughter-in-law's baby shower. I think she said this is going to be her 11th grandchild.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
So, very exciting.
Very nice.
The best part of my weekend, well, I got to give it to the Halloween party that I went with
Kevin. I think that's fair, yeah.
At his brother and sister-in-law's place. It's fun people, good music. Kevin was brought out his equipment to DJ a little bit.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that part.
Yeah, yeah. Some good food. Yeah, it was a good time.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, that's cool. And you were invited back, or was there... No, I'm just curious how that went at the end. Like, Steve, this was great. You should come back out sometime in the summer or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're ever going to come out for Thanksgiving or no official re-invite?
No, actually, Kevin's brother Keith did say, hey, come back for Thanksgiving. But I said, ooh, I'll be out of town.
Well, I mean, that's fair, and you actually will be out of town, so that's also fair. But yes, it was very nice that you got the re-invite.
Yeah, no, they're super great.
Did it seem like you meant it?
Oh, yeah. What, you don't think so? You don't think you meant it?
What was the best thing from your weekend?
I'm asking you,
man.
Well, now I'm not sure.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
This one off the text line, best part of the weekend. Daughter and two grandsons came, and Carter got his first successful turkey hunt. Congrats on that. Best part of my weekend, awesome. I think, was successfully delivering my son to his new location where he'll be living for the next 6 months or so.
Delivering your son?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, you just had to, 20-hour drive is a long drive to Scottsdale, and it snowed on us, which I wasn't happy with. Poured rain, wind, driving at night. The whole thing was just not perfect, you know? But it worked out.
Yeah.
In the end.
That's great.
I also realize you cannot drive 12 hours in the daylight right now because it's not 12 hours of daylight. That's a bad thing.
Yeah.
When you're hoping to get in, you're like, oh, we'll just leave first thing in the morning. We'll get there before sunset. No, you won't. Not if it takes you 12 hours. But yeah, all worth it. And the best part was probably getting home on Saturday so I didn't have to get up and come to work the next day, which would have been very difficult.
Yeah.
Oof. Welcome back, Kevin.
Hi.